miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on Valentine's Day. Had a lot of fun the first couple hours talking about plans for Valentine's Day, both with the listeners and us. And we're going to get back into that a little bit, but we're going to squeeze in some sports here. And, of course, it's Friday, 4 o'clock hour. Traditionally, our pigskin picks. That's what we're going to do. In a few moments, we're going to do our XFL pigskin picks. Four more games on the docket here today. Then we'll get back into more Valentine's Day fun and nonsense and all that, and squeeze in some more sports. In fact, speaking of that, Chris, why don't you hit down a few headlines with the Sports Center rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
Got round two of the Genesis Invitational. Stupid computer. Matt Kuchar's leading. He's tied with two other guys, and my computer just froze up. Really sorry about that. The Everblades are on the ice tonight. They host Atlanta. 7:30 puck drop. Coverage starting at 7:15 on 770 AM WJBX. And tonight, 99.3 ESPN, we're going to kick off NBA All-Star Weekend with the USA versus the World in the Rising Stars game at 8:30.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Vipers at the Seattle Dragons tomorrow afternoon, 5
o'clock. I guess
o'clock.
We'll tip off NBA All-Star Weekend, not kickoff.
Not tap off or kickoff.
It's not tap. You didn't tap it off.
Right. Josh,
but you did tap off.
Josh
earlier.
Norman available. He was released by the Redskins. Did he and Ron Rivera have a bad relationship? I know he was at Carolina and was like regarded as the best cover corner in the league, and then they got rid of him over money. Signed a $75 million deal with the Redskins. Now Ron Rivera is back with the Redskins after leaving Carolina, and he was the one that called Josh Norman and said, sorry, you're cut. I just found that a little bit odd. Anyway, so that's the latest going on in the NFL. All right, are we ready for some XFL pigskin picks?
Yes.
Shall we strike up the band and do this appropriately? And here we go. Week two of the XFL. Pigskin pick, Sheeman and Shepherd. Quick recap from week one. I, as usual, somewhere around 500 at the top of the heap at 2-2. Pete Shepherd also 2-2. We are tied. Chris wasn't here, didn't mail in his picks, just mailed it in. So it's Chris / Rick. He went 1-3. He is a game back. This might be the last time Chris is, in the mix.
Relax there. You went 2-2.
If past indications.
In a league that's never been played before. You got lucky.
All right, here we go. We'll start it off with the first game on the docket on Saturday. It's the New York Guardians hitting the road for the first time, going to our nation's capital, taking on the D.C. Defenders.
2 p.m. on ABC.
The Defenders are 7-point favorites in this game. D.C. with an impressive win at Seattle last week, 31-19. Taking on New York. They won against the Vipers, but it looked like anybody could have beat the Vipers last week. I shall make my first pick of the day. I will go with the home team here. I'm going with the D.C. Defenders to win and cover the 7.
Well, I'll tell you, Craig Sheeman, I'll give you my analysis. We see two units that perform pretty well in week one, right? Defenders have arguably the league's most talented passing offense, with Cardell Jones at quarterback and Rashad Ross and Eli Rogers at wide receiver. All three can make huge plays. The Guardians, strong with the force they were in week one. Forced 3 fumbles, logging 2 interceptions, thanks in large part to the secondary. But the Vipers still had 268 passing yards against the Guardians, even though starting quarterback Aaron Murray, with a foot injury, was dealing with that. This week, they have a much sterner test against the Defenders. Whoever wins this matchup will likely win the game. Remember, Landry Jones, though, who doesn't play for them. He's in I just wanted to say his name. I also will pick the Defenders. -7. The Guardians allowed 5.5 yards per play to the Vipers last week, including 5 yards per carry on offense. They were woeful, 1 for 10 on third down. Defenders -7.
Chris!
Hold on.
What? What is going on?
Hold on.
Oh, he's flipping a coin. He's flipping a coin, ladies and gentlemen!
Who's the home team?
Defenders!
I gotta go Defenders. That's
it's
what the coin
says. It's a sweep!
Says.
We're all going with the Defenders! Next! This, I think, is the surprise line of the week in the XFL.
Oh, yeah?
The Tampa Bay Vipers on the road against the Seattle Dragons. Tampa, the only team in the league to not score a touchdown in their inaugural game, and going on the road all the way to Seattle, are 2-point favorites in this game. Are you kidding me? I'm going to put Skittles on this. This is a stone cold lock of the week. The Craig man going with the Seattle Dragons all the way.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. The Vipers, despite only scoring 3 points, dominated last week. They had 418 yards from scrimmage. They just couldn't score in the red zone for whatever reason. But this week they face the Seattle Dragons, who last week had a league-worst 49 PFF coverage grade. That stinks. Now, Aaron Murray is out with a foot injury. Still kind of an interesting scenario here with the Vipers, because Quinton Flowers and Taylor Cornelius are going to be playing quarterback, mostly Flowers. Last week he had just 2 attempts despite playing 23 snaps at QB. I think they'll find a way this week to get it in the end zone. And what about the receivers? Dan Williams, Jalen Tolliver, Nick Trostel look like perhaps the league's best wide receiver, tight end trio. Will Flowers and Cornelius play well enough at QB to allow the pass catchers to produce? As poorly as the Dragons' secondary played last week, it might catch a serious break this week with Murray on the sideline. This is a tough one. But I'm going to still stick by my Vipers.
You've already picked them.
Vipers. Vipers somehow find a way to overcome, adjust, and adapt, get it done at CenturyLink Field.
Chris, split the difference. Which way are we going?
I think that there's a lot that goes into this game. In my mind, if a dragon and a viper get in a fight, the dragon wins that. Because it can breathe fire. Okay. Also, the coin said go with the Dragons, so I feel like the Dragons have a lot going in their favor right here. I will go with the best helmets in the XFL, the Seattle Dragons.
All right, very good. They're
becoming my new favorite team in this league.
Those are bright helmets.
They're great helmets.
Love them. Yeah, that's pretty much how I did my analysis last week, Chris. I'm with you on that. Would a dragon beat a viper or whatever? That's all I had to go on last week.
I didn't watch XFL last weekend. I got to figure this out.
We are halfway through the Sunday games now. The Dallas Renegades, Bob Stoops' team, on the road at the LA Wildcats. Renegades are 4-point favorites on the road. Who knew? I don't like it. It stinks. I'm taking the home team, LA. They're going to win, I guess, in the upset. How about that?
No, they're not. No, Landry Jones didn't play last week. He's the face of this league. He's the only one anybody
really
knows.
You mentioned Landry Jones in all three games we've broken down so far.
Loves him some Landry Jones.
Landry Jones, I don't know what's going on here. Back. Back. Philip Nelson wasn't asked to do much last week in that 15-9 loss. 3 field goals aren't going to get it done. Landry Jones is going to get the job done. And for the Wildcats, starting QB Josh Johnson appears to be ready for his first action as well. So this is going to be, I think, the best game of the day with two pretty good quarterbacks in this league. But I am going to take the Renegades to cover by a touchdown. Renegades -4, that is the play, because they have the best player in the league.
Chris, split the difference again. What does the coin say?
You know what, Pete? You swayed me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's what I do.
Don't be swayed by Pete.
Also, the coin says you go with the road team here. So I will go with the Renegades.
The coin says.
All right. I smell my...
It's a magic coin, and I'm not even using a quarter. I'm using a dime.
It's fine.
Really?
It's the smallest of the coins in the U.S.
Also hard to control. If you bounce it the wrong way off that, you'll never find it again.
Oh, yeah. But I'm good with my fingers.
Next! The St. Louis Battlehawks on the road at the Houston Roughnecks. The Houston Roughnecks are 7.5-point favorites. It's the biggest spread for week two in the XFL. Also, the Houston Roughnecks trying to become the first team ever to play its championship game in its own home stadium or city or something.
We broke that earlier today.
That's where the XFL championship will be. It'll be in Houston. All right. I think Houston impressed me. In fact, they scored more points than any other team in the league last week. Put a 37 spot on the board. They're at home. I'm going to ride the Roughnecks to win and cover the 7.5 all day long.
Battlehawks prevailed in a 15-9 slugfest last week. Remember, they hold Dallas without a touchdown and 1-for-10 on third downs. Again, Landry Jones did not play in that game.
Again, mentioning quarterback, Landry Jones.
Quarterback joined.
It's the third game Landry Jones has been mentioned.
It's the fourth, Chris.
Quarterback Jordan Tame, who shined with 209 passing yards on the TD, along with another 77 yards on the ground. Matt Jones ran for 85. Team grinded out 191 rushing yards. However, I'm with you, Craig Sheeman, because the XFL's first star of the week last week, quarterback P.J. Walker, if you forgot, threw for 4 touchdowns and was responsible for nearly 300 offensive yards in that 37-17 rout of L.A. He spread the wealth, 4 teammates finding the end zone, catching at least 4 balls. Houston's defense registered 5 sacks and allowed only 4 yards per play. Roughnecks in a blowout, -7.5.
Chris!
Be the coin, the magic
the
coin.
Dime sees this going the same way. Houston, right. Lay the 7.5.
All right. Very good. That concludes the Pigskin Picks. Just for the record, and for those that don't follow closely, who does Landry Jones play for? Because you got him playing in all 4 games.
Dallas.
Well, no, I mentioned these plays for Dallas. Okay. He gets to play last week.
The Stoops connection.
All right. Pretzel Squares has texted in. By the way, people enjoy our Pigskin Picks during the NFL, but we rarely get people chiming in on the text line on their picks and our picks. We got a ton of texts while we're doing this, people chiming in on the XFL. I'll read some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretzel Square says, Pete, there was a reason that Landry Jones was cut by Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he was playing against NFL players, not XFL players.
Well, I'm saying is, but he started for Ben Roethlisberger. I'm saying he is probably the best player in the league.
I have a feeling he's better than Mason Rudolph, too.
Reese's Genius. And by the way, I'm waiting for a nice Valentine's sort of picture from you, if you know what I'm saying.
Or Duck Hodges.
Reese's, I need to hear Craig call a game he really gets excited for. Trigman, the Dragons stole University of Alabama Birmingham's logo. There's some there.
Yeah, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
The little Quinn, I'll take the Tampa Bay Vipers because the head coach from Seattle, Jim Zorn, didn't even know
that's true.
The plays were being broadcast.
That's true.
That happened?
Yes, he did. He did not know that.
Oh.
But I like Jim Zorn.
Green Falcon says the dual threat USF quarterback for Tampa Bay might be better than Murray. Of course, Murray went to Georgia.
Flowers. Yeah, Flowers was good at USF until
Let's see Taggart left. Let him throw in this game. And I think that was it for the pigskin pick text. All right, very good. All right, we'll see how this plays out. It's Valentine's weekend. Everybody's got big plans. I don't know how much. I'm going to be curious to see if the XFL holds its ratings. I think they did 3.3 million.
That was their average game last year or last weekend.
Week. Yeah. Week two is always. Did the people come back? Do they come back for round two? All right.
I'll be there on Sunday. I won't be there on Saturday.
Yeah, you're busy Saturday.
But I'll be watching on Sunday.
Yeah.
As long as I'm at my house.
Right.
And the kids are asleep.
Well, that's a lot of ifs.
And the wife's in the bedroom.
It's a lot of ifs.
And Tiger's not in contention out at the Genesis.
Oh, that would be worst case scenario for the XFL and the ratings if Tiger is in contention out at Riviera.
So in case you're wondering, week two, go over the matchups and the times and the more importantly, what networks they're on. Oops.
New York and D.C.
New York and D.C. is at 2 p.m. tomorrow on ABC. Tampa Bay at Seattle is at 5 o'clock tomorrow on Fox. Dallas at L.A., Landry Jones, is at 3 o'clock on ABC. And St. Louis at Houston is at FS1 at 6 p.m.
Okay. Very good.
6 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Good time.
Should get a decent All-Star game.
Not watching.
Not till 8?
I'm watching XFL.
Not till 8. You're right. And you know what? Fast game should be just about wrapped up. Remember, All-Star game, new rules this weekend for the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, not score. Keep score till the fourth quarter.
Well, no, they'll keep score till the third quarter. But you can you win the quarters individually. And then going into the fourth quarter, it's you take the team that's in the lead, add 24 to their score. First team to that number wins the game.
It's a big game of horse slash 21.
I don't like all these rules.
That's stupid.
I hate it.
Stupid.
I hate it.
By the way, Sunday looks like a washout around here.
Oh, no, really?
It's rain and 84.
It's disappointing.
Tomorrow's going to be nice.
Yeah, I think Pete's right.
All right, that's good.
It's going to be a little touch and go for like three of the next 4 days, weather-wise, from what I understand. So, anyway.
We get a little cooler this weekend. We get a little cooler this weekend.
A little?
Little bit. Yeah. Right. A little cooler. Like 80 is the high?
Yeah.
Instead of 90?
Man, it was humid this morning. Fog and unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. It was covered. Covered the place.
This is the warmest February in 3 years since, well, it's pretty warm.
It's a little toasty.
But this time of year, we're about 10, what? 10,
oh, we're 50, setting records, aren't we?
50 degrees, yeah.
Near records.
Oh.
Not quite there.
Sorry.
Not quite there. Which is fine, because where I grew up, February sucks.
Oh, yes, it does.
This is fine with me.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I think it's awesome.
It's all good.
Yep.
All right, 2-3-9.
I don't know. I think you guys give the cold a bad rap.
You know what, Chris?
You won't even go.
As somebody who's never lived in snow.
No common point of reference. What's the coldest temperature you've ever been in? You skied once, you said?
Yeah, one time.
On a 45-degree day?
It was ice that I was skiing on. It wasn't powder.
Because it was melting, because it was above freezing.
You just hear...
Sounds fun.
When digging in.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Reese's. I asked. He gave. It's good.
Yeah.
Good pictures on the text line.
Not bad.
239-337-ESPN is the phone number. More football news, as we said. Josh Norman cut by the Redskins. Myles Garrett still alleging that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur, sparking that brawl. Anthony Lynn, as of right now, says he's going with Tyrod Taylor as his guy starting quarterback. We'll see what they trade for.
I brought
for.
This up. You shot me. I said there's a possibility, and you said, no.
Well, first of all, I don't sound like that, but yeah, no. I did say that. Because you can't go into opening up a new stadium trying to steal fans from another team that's already in your city and open up with Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor. Saying it wrong for the longest
As
time.
As you said, it was just a possibility, and he kind of has to say that, right, because he's on the team.
Right.
What's he going to sell? The backup. Right now he is the starting quarterback.
And it kills
depth chart. So
it kills his leverage if he comes out and says, "No, we got to go out and get somebody new for next season."
Yeah,
agents are salivating when they hear you say that.
Exactly.
I have a list after.
What kind?
It's a longest streak of losing seasons in the NFL. The last, let's see, 7 teams. Longest streak of losing seasons in the NFL.
Okay.
The top 7.
Well, I know one team's got to be on there.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. Okay.
Now, do we have to guess the years that they were bad or just the longest streaks?
I'll give you the number of years. You don't have to tell me the exact
years. Oh, so the streaks aren't currently like
intact.
Intact.
No.
Okay. One is.
But not all of them.
No.
That's not the parameter of
the quiz. There's only one that's active.
We'll do that.
All right.
We'll update our poll. I think we need to do a hard Valentine's Day reset.
Did we do a poll today?
Yes.
We did?
Chris Likens. Yeah, did you not resend it?
I didn't resend it.
At 99.3 ESPN Radio, has Valentine's Day turned into the guy paying for flowers, candy, dinner, etc. to get, air quotes, some?
Yeah, okay. Hey, no,
i.e. prostitution.
Right it's now, not really prostitution, but you are paying for a service. Not directly, but you're paying with an expectation, let's say.
Well, no, well, don't look at it that way.
All right, we
doing
will,
it for the love of the lady.
We will update that, and our listeners will share their experiences as well.
You're
good,
right,
bad, or indifferent.
The love of the lady. You're absolutely
love
right. That's
lady.
Why we do it.
Lady love.
Physical.
Let's do some Lou Rawls.
Yeah.
Lady all right. Love.
So we'll do that. Pete will not sing, but Pete will tell you where he's going to be tomorrow. Pete?
Yes, I will. Join me tomorrow from noon to 2 at the new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers. It's formerly Lumpy's Golf for their grand opening sale. By the way, I got my new ping GP410s there. Phenomenal. Tons of great deals this week. 50% trade and bonus towards new TaylorMade Sim clubs, Callaway Maverick clubs, or the new Cobra Speed Zone line. Up to 40% off selected apparel. Up to 20% off on shoes. $3 off any box of balls in stock. You can't beat that. $2 off any glove in stock. Complimentary food by Firehouse Subs. So join me, Pete Shepard. That's me. Tomorrow, noon to 2, at the all-new Edwin Watts Golf in Fort Myers.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Spent $48 last
what do you mean, no? This is yee-haw.
Oh, this is really
this
yee-haw.
This is all-time yee-haw.
Oh, I know.
Is this achy, breaky heart?
No, this ain't achy, breaky heart. That's not a Valentine's Day song.
It's about a heart.
About a heart.
It's Tim McGraw. Like it. Love it.
Well, you were doing so swell today until now.
Ugh. Everybody celebrates Valentine's Day. Just because you drive a John Deere tractor doesn't mean you're not don't have expectations.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're talking about apple pie.
Come on. Yeah, apple pie. Like warm apple pie, huh? Hey.
So many other songs.
Brown's guy.
I got it for
Cape.
Everybody. Come on now.
Brown's guy in the Cape texting in. So it's bad enough I had to pour concrete all day. So now I have to race home to my beautiful woman and take her out for Valentine's Day. And you have to bash my Browns. Damn you, Pete Shepard. Fact.
Don't shoot the messenger. It's just a list in the Browns.
We didn't even say the Browns were on it yet. Just because you know what's coming.
So our Twin Peaks Twitter poll has a question about whether you feel like putting all this money into Valentine's Day is the same as
paying for you know what. At 99.3
ESPN
Radio, has Valentine's Day turned into the guy paying for flowers, candy, dinner, etc. to get, quote unquote, some?
Christmas yes. Chronicles says it's 75%. More like bartering. Some there,
which
there.
Is correct. Which is correct.
Run Through the Jungle says you got to pay to play.
Huh. Yep.
All right. Well, very good. 845 disagrees with your weather forecast for this Valentine's weekend. Says, I don't know where you guys get your weather from,
but Sunday.
I see mid-80s and very little chance of rain over the next week.
Is my phone not in here? Oh, my gosh. I'm
telling you right now.
I haven't looked at my phone.
For me, I'm looking at it's nice every day except Sunday for the next, like, 12 days.
Yeah.
But Sunday, it's just cloudy. It's rain. It actually says rain.
Exactly.
Feel left out.
See what? Because
you don't have a phone?
I don't have my phone with me.
Where is it,
it's
Chris?
In my office.
Are you sure?
I'm hoping so.
It's a naked feeling when all of a sudden you realize your phone is not
it
on.
It really is.
All right, the whole world is there.
Now, on Fort Myers at the airport, it does say sunny in 84, but in Bonita, it says rain.
It's going to rain on your parade, Pete Shepard.
Touche.
Well, I'm supposed to play golf in the afternoon, but other than that, if it doesn't, I'm going to cook all day. I already got it planned out.
All right. So, yeah, we are soliciting from you, our listeners. What are your plans tonight? How much are you in for already?
Yep.
The average seems to be $60 to $70, roughly. Good horror stories. This is how we met Roses in Bedroom Guy when he sent us a picture of his. This is a year ago. Roses hanging from his bedroom. This is when this whole thing was born.
It's hard to believe.
I know. So, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Is the phone number. We had, I think, up to three people in the first hour when we did this that said they're getting engaged tonight.
Three people getting engaged tonight, including Dumpster Fire.
Dumpster Fire is going to pop the question. He's got the ring. Let's put it in a beer, though.
And then go out to dinner.
Yeah. You could choke somebody that way.
Well,
people doing the champagne glasses. I mean, it's
but you can see that. It's clear.
Well, he's giving it to her in an IPA.
She'll
never see it.
No, it's an IPA, I guess.
Yes, Stammer Time, 3-day weekend. That is right. We will be off Monday for President's Day. We'll be back on Tuesday, so let you all know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
Golf that day, maybe too. I'm supposed to play golf that day too.
That's just a given. You're always like, no, it surprised me when you're not.
No, I was supposed to play Thursday and I wasn't feeling well, so I canceled more Thursday morning. And I'm supposed to play, can't play tomorrow.
6'3" says he's in for dinner tonight at around $1,200.
What?
Where are you going out to dinner, dude?
$1,200.
Congratulations on later tonight, pal.
Is that a $900 bottle of wine?
Oh, that's something that's very expensive. Yes.
Got some Dom in there or what?
I mean, but that, but Dom is even like,
that's $100.
You can, is it that much?
Well,
or is it that little? I should say
more. Probably in a restaurant, it's probably between
$200,
100, 150. But there are bottles of wine way more expensive than that.
Dookie George says three bozos are really getting married on a Hallmark holiday. No, they're getting engaged.
Three
listeners said they were going to ask the question tonight.
Aussie Mark says getting engaged Valentine's Day is super tacky.
There's some there, but maybe not. You know.
Strike 3 says, did Dumpster Fire say he was going to pour the beer into a glass first or not?
just plunk it in the bottom of an aluminum can. I don't know.
Memphis Tom. PDQ splitting the check?
Yeah, he's splitting the check. He bought himself a box of chocolates.
PDQ is a fast food chicken place.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Pretty dang quick.
It's good, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
PDQ.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I don't even know where one is. Oh, there's one up by campus, isn't there? Yes.
There's one by FGCU. Yeah. There's one on 41 near Crystal. Yeah, just south of that by that new Wawa.
Liam Perrin's Magnolia Landing in the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
What's Magnolia Landing? Is that restaurant, hotel, or golf?
Magnolia
golf
Landing
club?
Is a golf club.
Resort?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, not community.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
All right, very good.
What's this one?
Let's go to the phones. 239-337 ESPN. Mike in Bonita. How are you, Mike?
Mike.
All right, guys. I'm right in the I guess I'm in the average. I'm $75 in for a bouquet of flowers.
Nice.
$10 card, so I'm $85 in. And by the way, $10 for Valentine's Day.
It's ridiculous.
Day card.
Absurd.
I mean, it seems a little ridiculous.
It's
to me,
gouging. It's male
and
gouging.
She's gonna throw it away in 3 days after sitting on the counter in the kitchen for a while, right?
You know what the problem was?
What?
Is I read it and I was like, man, this really does express how I feel, and then I looked at the price. Mm. So I had that moment of doubt where I didn't want to pay for it, but it did. I had already decided that it said what I wanted to say, so I rolled with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you get a card in return.
Yes, I get a card, and unlike Chris, because I'm not as young as he is, we are going to go out for wine and beer and live music, and even though I don't think I'm going to screw up tonight, there are no guarantees after 20 years of marriage.
Something can always come up, you know? Always a situation.
Well, best of luck tonight.
All right, you guys.
Go get him.
Good luck.
Dopey says, me and my girl are going to a hockey game tonight at Hertz. You're not the first one going to a Blades game tonight. And then we're going to Punta Gorda tomorrow for Funk Fest. Yes, Funk Fest. Yeah, cool. Here come the Mummies.
Very good.
That sounds nice.
Active weekend.
If that's like old school funk, I'm in. Yeah. I'd love to go to that.
Art the Bills fan says, get the Valentine's Day card at the dollar store. Yeah, maybe. Let's go back to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Todd in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
Todd.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What are your plans tonight?
So, we're actually moving into a new condo, so we'll be busy doing that.
Moving
day. But 33 years ago, I met my wife on a blind date today, on a date I wasn't supposed to be on.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How did that happen? Your best friend set you up or her best friend? Oh, that
so
wouldn't be that.
The guys, me and two other guys were at a club, and we were talking to two girls, and a fourth buddy showed up and said, I can't find Troy. I need someone to cover for a blind date. So I stepped up, and 33 years later.
Now, let me ask you this. Did she ever meet Troy?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I guess I won either way.
Are you still close to Troy?
Never met him.
Oh, you never met him. Okay. All right. So that's good.
Nah, he was a friend of the guy that took me with her. So.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure if you're all, you know, close-knit friends, so I wasn't sure. Or just knew him casually.
Nah.
Oh, that's great. Good story.
Oh, congrats.
Very good.
Love the show, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Todd, good luck with the weekend. Appreciate that. 239-337 ESPN.
Strike 3. 2 dozen roses delivered, 110. Card and chocolates, 25. Dinner at King's tonight, estimating 150 to 200, depending on how much I drink.
Yeah. It's a big night.
Frozen Charleston Chew, who's a female, says, I'm giving my husband the best gift. I'm going out of town for a week. I know two people that live with me, but in our complex, that males that are both solo this week. No, one female, one male.
Uh-oh. Boot camp texting in, my cousin got married on Valentine's Day. It was the most redneck thing ever. She wore a red dress. The bridesmaids were also in red, while the men were in hunting camo tops Wranglers on. The ceremony was on the front porch of the trailer. The things you do for family.
Wow.
That sounds romantic.
That sounds...
Here's the question. Did the groom take the dip out of his mouth for the ceremony or not? Actually, did the bride. Did the bride take the dip out of her mouth for the ceremony?
That's terrible. Terrible.
Hold on one second. I do.
I do.
Into a bucket. Ding. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, I love the redneck community.
Let's go to the phones. John in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Hey, John.
Hey, happy Valentine's to everybody.
Happy.
I've been married for 38 years.
Oh, wow.
And in case you didn't realize it, the second you said, I do, you started paying.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Now, I can save a lot of guys money on their cards real easy.
Okay.
You go ahead and find yourself a nice sympathy card. Cross off the words you don't need, fill in the ones you want, and it works great.
A sympathy card?
Oh, God.
I'm trying to think.
And if you really want the fun phrase to give to your spouse, watch the movie Seven Brides for Seven Brothers when Howard Keough goes, what do I need manners for? I done got me a wife.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Well, I guess to piggyback off of what John was saying, I guess in theory you could go into wherever you buy your cards at.
Yeah.
Take a picture of the card.
Yeah.
Go home.
Make an e-card.
And write it out.
Oh.
And then do the whole handwritten type deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's plagiarism.
You're not publishing it, so, I mean, it's not really plagiarism.
Yeah, I think that's I think that's a Valentine's Day.
Maybe.
I'm with Chris.
I think it's a good play. I think it's a heady play.
I think it's very interesting. Excellent.
Gas Pump says... Where is it? He met his wife at a gas station on Valentine's Day.
Wow, that's a bold move.
9 years ago. Wow, congrats.
Is that the same one that met at a tattoo parlor? Somebody texted that in a few minutes ago.
920
on Valentine's Day.
920 texted in. What looks like a nice, it's like one of those tags you put on a Christmas present, but it says...
No, that's a Valentine's Day card you get
Valentine's
in second grade.
It says, hope you aren't looking for a ring to blank from blank, and it has a picture of a Detroit Lion logo on it.
That hurt, 920. Where's 920? Looking up that zip code or area code right now.
I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, well, yeah, I really can't say much. I don't have much of a comeback. Let's see.
239, I have it pretty good. It's my birthday today.
That's Wisconsin.
I get presents.
KFC, I'm single, so I might take a couple Blue Chews and passionately destroy my couch cushions while crying tears of sadness.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Oh, God. A couple of... when we come back at the 5 o'clock hour, I've got three lists for us.
Really?
Love.
Three?
Yeah, three.
So the show's over.
Yeah.
We're gonna play Wikipedia, come back with your three lists, and call it a day.
Go home and start the festivities of the night, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying.
Feinbaum at 6:30, Davidson at St. Bonaventure at 7, meal in between.
Each of my kids are getting 7 melatonin gummies.
Oh,
each.
KAB.
There is a line you can cross.
No.
No?
Melatonin?
How many?
No, I say 7. In actuality, I mean 3.
Just make sure they're still breathing afterwards.
Which is one more than the recommended dosage.
Oh, jeez.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
At least Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. My God, Reese's Genius. Stop it.
Dramamine.
Stop it.
Anything else you can mix with that?
No, don't mix them. One is
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You know what? No, why don't you give him a Red Bull with it, too?
No, absolutely not. That's got the opposite effect.
His kid's on a Red Bull?
That's got the opposite
effect. They'll be awake till Wednesday.
Of course.
All right, it is time for Wikipedia. It is, Chris, how would you say? Is this love-themed answers we're looking
for?
Yeah,
it's sports. It's athletes or people in sports with loving names.
Yeah. Okay, very good. We will need caller number 9. This is for 20 Mo Bucks from Mo's Southwest Grill. Welcome to Mo's. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, Valentine's Day version, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, welcome to Moe's on this Valentine's Day. Joe in Lehigh is calling number 9. Joe, welcome. How are you?
Yo.
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Great. What are your plans tonight for Valentine's Day?
I'm just going to be hanging out. I'm cooking my fiance and my daughter dinner. I'm on my way home with a truck full of flowers and balloons and chocolate.
Nice job.
Well
done. What are you making?
Yeah, what
just grilling some barbecue chicken and some potatoes.
Nice.
Sounds very wonderful. Nice. All right, first one to 3 correct answers is the winner. You get to go first. These will be romantic names in sports, if you will. First question for Joe is, what former manager of the Mets and the Red Sox infamously snuck back into the dugout wearing fake glasses and a mustache?
Man, I'm honestly not that big of a baseball guy. So, what generation was it? It was probably before when I was even around.
No, it's very recent.
He was
recent.
Managing what in the last recent. 6 years?
Yeah,
recent.
Managed in Japan for a while, if that helps.
Pete Love, maybe? Random guess.
Pete Love, good guess.
It's somebody who once told me to my face at Fenway Park as I interviewed him, as we did every Wednesday. Glenn was off. I was filling in. And I asked him why his 3-9 road trip was disastrous. As he told me, why was it disastrous? Bobby Valentine.
He went 3-9.
He goes, but our pitching was pretty good.
Bobby Valentine. All right.
He was actually
now, you
five.
Get, now you get the Bobby idea Valentine. How this works. Yep. Pete Shepard, your yep. question. What former Mets, Dodgers, Giants, and Yankees player was named after a delicious fruit that can be dipped in chocolate?
That would be Daryl, quote Chris Berman, Daryl Rhubarb Strawberry.
There you go. Close enough. Yes. All right, Joe, here's yours. What former baseball great who is not in Cooperstown for obvious reasons has the same last name as the most popular flower given on Valentine's Day?
Who is Pete Rose.
Correct. Yes. Nicely done. All right, we have a 1-1 tie. Now we're cooking with gas. All right, Pete Shepard.
I actually have a signed autograph and picture with Pete. I met him in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
What did he charge
you
for it?
$150?
No, it was actually I was on in there for some of my company sent us out there, and it was all inclusive. So what I paid for it would be nothing, but my boss probably paid something for it.
All right. Nice. Very good. All right, Pete Shepard, your next question. What current Cleveland Cavalier player won a title with LeBron, but also has a very festive name for Valentine's Day?
That's Love.
Yeah, what's his first name?
Kevin, right?
Yes, Kevin yeah. Love.
I'm way overthinking
it. Kevin, you were way overthinking it.
That's sweet.
All right, Pete has climbed to a 2-1 lead. Joe, your next question is, what former number one overall pick in the NBA draft had part of his last name sound like a popular gift given on Valentine's Day?
His last name would be DeRozan, maybe. I'm not sure if it's first.
Oh, wrong button.
This is probably, I'm going to handicap this as the hardest question on here. All right, Pete Shepard, just for
say
fun.
Say it again.
former number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
Part of his last name sounds like a popular gift given on Valentine's Day.
Flower.
I mean, you're not going to get it.
It was the hardest.
It is. It is the hardest one. Yeah. Michael Olowokandi. Olowokandi is what we're looking
tough.
For.
That was tough.
That was very
what
tough.
What a bust that was by the Clippers. Another bust by the Clippers. Good job, Big O.
All right. Next one. Let's see. Pete Shepard.
Pete.
Yeah, for the win.
This is for the win, Pete. What Pro Bowl cornerback for the Chargers has a very festive name on Valentine's Day?
Got to get hurt. Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Very festive name on Valentine's Day.
Here we go.
No, I'm having a brain cramp.
All right, a chance to steal.
I'll just throw it out there and say Rose, even though it's not.
Joe, your chance to steal and get tied here. What Pro Bowl cornerback for the Chargers has a very festive name on Valentine's Day?
Trying to think. I mean, honestly, the only player that play on the Chargers would be the linebacker, Perryman, just because he went to Miami. That's the only reason. Doesn't even play there anymore. So I have no idea, man.
Brandon Flowers is the name we're looking for here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. This still with Joe.
Always hurt.
Joe, here's another question for you. What former Mets pitcher has a last name that can also be used as a term of endearment?
A term of what?
Yeah,
endearment. Endearment, love, friendliness.
Love. Like sweetheart is a term of endearment.
Okay.
Except his name's not sweetheart.
His name is not sweetheart. That was just an example.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I got you. Who did he pitch for?
The Mets.
Also hosted Saturday Night Live
He's
once.
A broadcaster now.
Don't know, man.
It is Ron, oh my darling.
Ron Darling is
real,
the correct answer.
Real quick, to everybody who's texting in that Derrick Rose could be an answer to the Michael Olowokandi question, it said very explicitly in the question part of the last name.
Part.
Not the whole last name.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's see. Pete, I'm going to give you one more chance here.
For the win.
This is for the outright win. Pete Shepard. What current Pelican and former Villanova Wildcat has the same name as a love symbol? Gonna need my own music here. Dude.
That's the same. Say that again.
What current Pelican?
Yeah.
Former Villanova Wildcat has the same name as the love symbol or the symbol of love?
Same. Not talking about DiVincenzo.
That's not the symbol of love. Joe, I will give you a chance to steal and tie. It's our final question. Current New Orleans Pelican and former Villanova Wildcat has the same name as the symbol for love.
So the only reason I know this is because I'm a big Zion fan. I was just watching the game the other night. His last name is Hart. I want to say his first name is Josh.
Yes! Nicely done! Way to pull out the tie! Good job!
I'm sitting there going, what symbol of
Josh
love?
Josh Hart.
Symbol of love? I'm thinking, like I
watched the Pelicans game the other night, and that is the only reason I know.
I watched it last night.
You had Skittles on it.
Yeah, there we go.
Just heard symbol of love, and I'm thinking, Ankh with Prince? I'm thinking, not even thinking Hart. It even came to me.
All right. Well, Joe, nice job. Stay on hold. Chris will take care of you. And enjoy your Valentine's Day or night festivities tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Appreciate that. I like that very much. I like those questions. They're kind of hard, but that was it was pretty good. All right. Wow. Here we are. Friday, the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know if we'll have 5 o'clock hot takes or more Valentine's Day craziness, more lists from Pete Shepard. And fortunately or unfortunately, Chris will have some Miley Cyrus bumper music to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. That's next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.